And we're live on another episode of Call Her Daddy. What is it? Sophia and who?
Sophia with an F and then Alex.
Yeah, Sophia and Alex, a.k.a. CC and Danny.
Who's who? Yeah. I'm the brunette, obviously.
I'll be the other blonde. One. But I'm brunette, too.
Okay, but I'm more brunette.
Okay, it's whatever you want. It's fine.
Whatever.
We can argue about it later.
Yeah.
Either way, first question, big spoon or little spoon? Go.
Wow, okay.
I guess it depends on the context.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord. What kind of context are we talking?
What kind of spoons are we talking about?
Enlighten us, please.
Yeah, please tell us about all the spoons.
You know...
This wine is not helping.
No, this wine's not helping. Or it is. I don't really know. It's whatever. It's great. But sometimes you just like to be the big spoon, you know, to like assert dominance in the situation.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about ice cream, definitely I like to eat it with a little spoon.
I mean, that's what I was talking about, but
you took it.
Yeah, that works too. Yeah. I think we're on two different planets right now, but yeah.
It's fine. I'm never on anyone's planet but my own.
No, I can relate. So I would say I like being big spoon, but it's not a dominance thing. It's more just like I like to lean on you and you're just like a comfortable life-size pillow to me. So yeah, nothing crazy.
So, no deep. So we start this with two girls that like being the big spoon.
Okay. It's just a comfortability thing. There's nothing. Yeah.
Nowhere to go but up from here. All right. So I think our topic.
Right. Yeah.
To get back on you. This is question for question. So.
Oh, okay. Go ahead. Shoot.
You like Little Spoon, don't you?
Yeah.
No.
Okay.
No. Was that the question? You're giving me yes or no questions?
You have to give us a why.
Yeah.
I don't know. Quite frankly, I'm not a huge cuddler anyway. I don't really like cuddling. But if I have to, big spoon.
If you don't
have a reason why.
Not a physical touch guy? That's not your love language?
No, I think I'm a physical touch person, but like that's not my primary thing. But I just don't really like cuddling. Like it's just...
Do you think maybe you haven't like found the right person to cuddle?
Cuddled with the right person? Yeah.
Like, I don't know. Like, I don't think
it just hits different when you
it's when
right.
It's the right person. It'd be hitting different.
Danny would know.
True. Potentially.
Here are we, it's us now interviewing DJ on his own podcast.
Yes, we had that idea today. Actually, that we would just have everybody on the podcast and they would just interview me.
Okay, well, I'm glad I'm one step ahead. Are. Yeah, I was just...
Yes. So y'all go ahead.
We're ahead of the curve.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
So, not a physical touch guy, then what is top language of love?
Words of affirmation for receiving, probably.
So, is physical touch like in the middle or is that your last?
No, it's probably in the middle.
Middle?
What's your last?
Isn't one like receiving gifts?
So gifts.
Yeah, giving or receiving, yeah.
Either one of those is probably at the bottom.
That's also my last.
Do you receive?
I receive them awkwardly. I don't receive gifts very well.
Do you receive?
So you give them though?
Like I do, but it's not something that like I was talking to somebody about this the other day, and I don't think, somebody may be able to correct me, but I don't think I've ever bought flowers for a girl ever in my life.
Okay.
At least I cannot remember a time that I ever did.
Personally, I love flowers, but any other gift, I'm like, oh, are you sure? Like, we can, it's fine. Like, I don't ever know whether to say thank you or like, I'm being awkward about it right now because I literally don't know how to receive.
I don't like gifts. Like, I'll take flowers every once in a while, but if I'm going to get a gift, like, I'd rather it be something like cool and tangible. Like, I don't like the, oh, here's a box of chocolate and like something cute like that.
If you're going to give me a
you
gift.
You want like the Lexus.
Like, fill my gas tank up. That'd be awesome.
Acts of service. Yes. Big fan of acts of service. Oh, my gosh. If you, like, make my day more convenient, I'm like, I love you. Like, it's done.
Or, like, if you're going to gift me something, like, I don't know. Here's like some Lululemon leggings. she's not Hacks.
Oh, I'm my word.
Your gifts for sure, Stacey. Just Lululemon.
Well, I think acts of service is above gifts, but like if I'm gonna get gifts, like it doesn't have to be like the typical like romanticized stuff. You know what I mean?
Yeah. If you're gonna give me a gift, go plan out a really fun date, and then it's actually quality time, which big thing.
Yeah, that's quality time. I was gonna say that's not a gift. Gift is like I would say physical.
I guess it just
I can tell that Cece like is the type of person I feel like that wants like the Lexus. She doesn't want the chocolates. She wants the new car.
I like think I'm low maintenance, but then I begin to
but you're
more
not.
A little high maintenance.
Yeah,
but not in a bad way.
I'm like just... a low high maintenance. I'm like a closet high maintenance, I think.
Yeah, I'm high maintenance about like certain things, but not everything. But also, DJ, who's not going to want the new car? Like
very true.
I'm sorry, but what?
Big red bow.
Yeah, like you have to be an idiot to turn that
down.
And
the puppy sitting inside.
That's not a good comparison.
If you got if you have the Cybertruck, I would turn into receiving gifts extremely well. So I guess it depends on what the gift is.
You sign me up, baby.
The Cybertruck.
Context again.
The Lego.
Huh?
The Cybertruck looks like a Lego to me.
No, it looks futuristic. It looks badass.
Build, you know.
No, it looks incredible.
I would like to see one in person.
Well, I know a close friend of ours who just signed up and put a deposit down. So 2023,
I have two. I have, yeah, it's like $100 to put your name on the list. Was I the person you're talking about?
I'm thinking of, you were definitely thinking of at least one mutual person. But wait, how much? I thought that like putting
there's $100.
That's it?
What?
Yeah, it was $100 to put your name in the list. Yeah.
Oh.
But there was like a lot, like millions of people that did it. Hundreds of thousands at least.
Find a slot, or is it like you just put your name in?
Yeah, you basically just fall in line, and then you eat, like once they're released, you then have like the first option to either buy the car or you just get your $100 back.
Oh.
Oh, well, that's kind of nice.
Yeah.
But you're going to buy it, right?
Yeah, probably. I've been toying. So the Silverado was released, the electric one, but I still like the Cybertruck better. So mainly because it has windows that you can't smash them. So,
you really did just like this is personal for me.
Sold, yeah, literally.
Maybe if you like live somewhere a little safer too, that could help. But I don't know.
I'm in the middle of Buckhead, which is not, I guess, not very.
I mean, to be fair, DJ, the second week we ever hung out. You had literally gotten your windows busted the second time in a row. And when I asked you the first time was, you were like, oh, it was like 3 weeks ago. And you're so casual about it. No emotion.
Oh, yeah. So,
it just happens.
You had taped your window. So janky.
That's one of those things. Like, I've probably had my windows broke like 5 times and I haven't got pissed like it. Like, this doesn't make me mad. I'm just like,
yeah, DJ, what makes you mad? Inconvenience. Because I feel like nothing makes you upset. Yeah.
Disrespecting like another person disrespecting either me or someone else, that'll set me off pretty quick. That's the first thing that comes to mind. I'm trying to think of other things. My temper has gotten much better over the years, so
okay. Love the growth.
Yeah, that's here good. Yeah. I feel like I haven't seen you get like outwardly angry. Like
no, like if you did, you'd never forget it though.
I feel like once you hit the threshold, you've hit the threshold, and then there's no like
no turning back.
Yeah, it's just
that's exactly it. Like it takes a lot for me to get there, but when I do, it's really bad.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
I understand.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Whose question? Whose turn? Did you just ask me a question? What makes me mad?
Yeah, that was me. Okay,
yeah,
CC?
That was you.
What about you?
What makes me mad?
Sure, yeah.
Honestly, not a lot.
I feel like you get sad. You don't get mad to
I think I get irritated about stuff, and then I'm just like, okay, whatever. And then if it like actually like makes me angry, then yeah, I get sad about it later. Because I'm like, that's stupid.
Yeah, it's
but it also like depends on the situation. Because if I'm ever like actually mad about something, I tend to just like, I don't really like talk about it. It's like I internalize my anger.
I do the same thing, depending on what it is.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Because I also just, like, I just don't care about so much stuff. Like, I'll get bothered about stuff, and I'll, like, whatever, but then I'll just get over it in, like, a week and a half or something.
Oh, not me.
Danny's like, yeah, a year now. I'm going to go to bed
thinking about how I'm going to, you know, ruin your life.
I think it's a blessing and a curse, because sometimes I'm like, okay, I probably should bring up the fact that, like, this is actually, like, hurt my feelings, or this makes me angry, but then I just let it go, and then, like,
that's whatever. Really interesting, because when I'm angry, I will bring it up, but if I'm hurt or if I'm really sad, it takes a lot to bring it up. So it really depends on, like, my illicit like reaction or emotion. So
that's yeah. I think well, the situation and the, like, if it's like towards someone I know, if it's just something like super rational, like I, like, sure, politics, whatever, make you angry, but I'll never be, like, so, like, outwardly pissed about them because I can't control them. But if it's, like, someone I know and they've, like, made me mad, and it's a, it'll depend if I have to bring it up or not. But most of the time, I just don't care.
True. Interesting. I feel like I'm probably not the greatest at bringing stuff like that up, but I've definitely gotten better, and it's kind of the same. It just depends on one, who the person is and what it is. I think most times, though, it's better to over communicate than
to
not communicate. So
that's
To the $1 million question. The only reason I'm on this podcast right now.
I'm not ready. I'm
about to take another gulp. Hold on. All right.
Yeah, get your wine for this one. This is a good one.
I'm leaning in.
All right. Are you ready?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So, at a stage in my life, at some point or other, I have asked both of you on a date and have been rejected by both. Why?
Cece, you can go. Do you want me to go first? Because my answer is ready.
Oh, I got to marinate for a second.
Okay, I'll go.
Oh, boy.
All right. Timing, as we know, is a big key to relationships. And at the time, I'll be honest, I was getting over someone and I had no eyes for anyone. And then later, DJ, I just think we became too good of friends. So it ain't nice. That deep. I just really
nice friend zone. I love it.
And I think it's funny because at that time, like, I would say it was like at least moving to the city and whatnot, I had met the most people and gotten to know so many people. And yeah, I was like, nope, just friends. I mean, I definitely could have dated someone, but it probably would have turned into a massive dumpster fire and we would have ended the friendship. Yeah. Which was exactly what I was trying to avoid. Just protecting my heart, and I don't want to date someone unless I'm not healed. That's so selfish in my opinion. So
that is fair. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I will say you were very open in the conversation about that, or very open about that.
Oh, I'll be honest. So, my problem is I'm too honest. But you too know that,
so. Yeah, yeah.
Let's see. I wonder if I can.
Oh my goodness.
Oh no, hell no.
Oh my god. In my defense, okay. When did I move here? February or April?
February-ish.
March. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So there's, you know, a little cute group message we all love called the 4th of the Chap. Something like that. I wouldn't know about that now. But all I remember is being bombarded by all these people saying something about me and Dale, and I didn't know who you were at all. And then, like, every time I would speak in the group message, or you, we were just pinned together as we were going to date. And so at first it was funny and I thought we were joking until it went from being a joke to being serious. And then I didn't know what to do. But in my defense, or not, I only honestly said no because I had never met you. And then
what about now?
Well, hold on.
No. Scratch that. Curve that. Sorry.
Also, I had just moved to Atlanta. It was still like in this place of I was single, but I wasn't like single kind of situation. And so it would have just been unfair to you if I had even tried to go out. And then, you know, I just wanted to see everyone I got here, I guess.
If I'm hearing this correctly, both of y'all letting old men ruin Your potential future.
What do you mean, old men? What is this term?
Like your previous men, not old men, your previous men.
I just wanted to pull up what I had sent to you.
No, we don't need to talk about that.
Wait,
it's not bad. It's not bad.
We don't have to, but we can.
Oh, no.
I said, hi, thank you. Love that chivalry isn't dead. But this is in March.
Thank God.
I barely know any of y'all, and I'm just enjoying getting to know everyone in a group setting, if that's okay. That was honest for me.
Hey, I love that. I love being let down.
Smile through the pain.
Yes.
Wonderful. But here we are, also single, so maybe one of us messed up. I don't know.
You know what? I'm in a great spot, I think. I
love that. I love that we have three people coming together to solve the world's problems on relationships.
That's yeah, I mean, part. If you guys need relationship advice,
yeah,
it's me, and Danny. Combined.
Combined. Keyword.
Yes. But,
you know, yeah.
I do want to change the topic for a second.
Yep. It's y'all's question. I've asked like three.
Red wallet.
I was waiting for the right time. But, okay.
Oh, God.
So, it's nothing crazy.
Timing is everything.
Modern dating in terms of dating apps. What do we think?
Asking me?
Asking the class.
I don't think they're very productive, and I think they cause more problems than they solve.
Oh.
Okay. There's a lot that goes into it, though. Like,
I
think that one, the relationship is started off of looks, which in person they still somewhat are in a sense, but you also immediately like actually meet the person and talk to them and get to know their personality and stuff.
Right.
And then there's a lot of shady stuff that like the dating apps do. Like,
okay. Explain.
There's probably like 75% or so of the premium subscriptions are men, and what they'll, which obviously like that makes complete sense, you know?
Yeah.
I didn't actually think people paid for them, but
there's for them.
A lot. But so like a couple things, or one thing in particular that they do is like, say, I'm not going to name one, but say like any of the dating apps, they'll create like bots and basically see that you like just created an account, and they'll make a bot with like an attractive girl. And then like, you'll obviously like the guy will swipe right, and then it'll match. And then it'll be a bot that shows interest for like 5 or 6 messages.
What?
And that just gives them like a hit of dopamine essentially. To like continue swiping, and then it like it does it every so often, and then it gives them just enough hope to think, okay, well, maybe if I subscribe to this premium subscription, then like I'll be able to like find someone. Like, so there's a lot of that stuff that's like behind it. That's
I didn't know that.
So the app is
very shady.
Yeah, reverse catfishing essentially.
Yes.
If you think about it.
Yes.
Wait, I have profit. A confliction about it, because I think they can be, I don't know. I don't love them because, like you said, it's based on looks. And then, like, I'm such a, like, I have no idea what your personality is through text message. Like, that's stupid. Yeah. I don't know. There's just, like, no personality or, like, inflection in your voice. Like, I have no idea what you're saying to me. Like, you know what I mean? And so, but I know so many people, like, close friends that have, like, gotten married.
Same.
From
yeah.
these apps. And, like, they work so well. But.
Well, we'll like, give it 5 years, and then we'll see if they work that well.
But. I don't know. It's just interesting because, but also, I don't know. I think it depends on the person, because I could see one of my friends, like, it worked for her really well, but maybe they're, like, more shy than, like, maybe I would be or something like that.
I mean, they're great for visibility, for sure. If you really are serious about, like, I don't know, you're in that stage of life, you want to meet someone, sure, get on the app. Don't bank on it, but if you're trying to expose yourself in a sense and get out there, then – why not? I personally really dislike them. I don't have the personality for it, first of all, because all of the people I've dated in the past, I've never initially been off of looks. It's always been off of like chemistry and personality, like, hey, is our personality compatible? So yeah, I have one, and I definitely felt pressured to get it. I actually recently swiped on Dale. He's like, what are you doing here? Hey, like, what are you doing here, Spider-Man meme? Like,
this is redemption.
We're both pointing at each other. I know. And whenever I see someone,
wait, is this timing?
The best Hinge match you've ever had. I tell you what.
You're probably
Speaking of timing,
That's what I'm saying. This could be timing.
Have you ever had matchmaking on a podcast?
Hey, that could be
cool, dude. Yeah.
That's
Daryl, you're like the person who starts all the new things, so
here we are.
That's true.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Go team. Go team. Hell yeah.
He said go team.
I was like,
not a group effort.
The words came out of my mouth and I was like, oh, I was going differently in my head.
I will drink to that.
Yeah.
Oh yeah? Okay, anyways. Back to the main to topic.
The dating app.
The dating app, correct. I never know if I should swipe right or left on someone that I know personally if I see them on there, because I'm like, I see you on here, but then I know I'm exposing myself if I swipe on you.
No, they can still see you. I always swipe if I see someone that I know.
I think it's funny. Yeah.
I mean, like, I feel like the only way it wouldn't be funny is if you just had like a really strange or like shady
profile
account. Like, if you had a weird profile with like pictures that like
if you were captured,
you wouldn't want them to see, then yeah, that'd be freaking awkward.
All right.
I don't know. I don't think it's weird. I think the like taboo or weirdness of dating apps has kind of gone away. Where like it's not weird for people now to be like, oh, we met on a dating app.
It's so normalized now for sure.
It's just normal. Yeah. Like, I don't know.
I just think it's so much work.
It is a lot of filtering.
I'm like, I'm already.
That's literally my thing.
Yeah.
We already text people we know all day.
Right. I literally had I was in her wedding 2 years ago, and they actually met on Tinder. So this was a while back.
Yeah, the wedding I was in.
Oh, God.
I was
at
Tinder, which is wild to me. Uh-huh. But she was basically like, it's like finding a needle in a haystack.
Oh, for sure.
She was like, no, like I had to filter my way through. And even when I matched with him, I had reservations for a really long time. But you know what? They're expecting their first child now. So. It has to work. Yeah.
It's the diamond.
Mm-hmm.
It works. I don't know. I agree. It's too much work, though.
Yeah.
Like, I'll go through like a random swipe, like marathon in a day or something, and just like swipe for like a couple minutes. And then I'll like match with people and I won't respond to anybody.
That's
like,
how,
if you, yeah, still, if you saw how many conversations I have on Bumble that are like, hey, how are you? Hey, what's up? So hey, I love Taco Bell. Hey, what's your Taco Bell order? Like, if I see that question one more time, but wait, like, I never respond to any of them. Like,
I only respond if they're like clever.
Yeah.
It's,
yeah.
I get
the same questions like over and over. It's either, hey, what's the last book you read? Or hey, what's your Taco Bell order?
Wait,
every time.
Can we go back to
that's the only two I get.
Explain why Taco Bell.
Yeah, is that you like Taco Bell?
I don't know what it says, but I put something about Taco Bell in it.
Oh, Dale, that is such a red flag.
That's literally what I say, red flag.
I actually changed mine the other day because one of my friends told me a quote that I thought was actually like a joke, not a quote. That was kind of one of the funniest things I've ever heard in my life, so I added it to it. How do I even see my account?
What's the quote?
Oh, it says my love language is Taco Bell.
Stop.
So that's why everybody always says that.
Clearly not physical touch, but Taco Bell.
I
love Taco Bell.
With it. All of my friends that eat Taco Bell are always like, I always regret it right after or like the next day. And I'm like, yeah, can't relate.
I'm literally looking at expired. They're literally all expired. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, good I do stuff. The whole marathon like swiping thing that you do, only I don't wait for them to match with me. I immediately delete the app afterwards because I have this like just overwhelming rush of shame. I'm like, I regret it. Like, no, this is too much.
Okay, so I have to tell you this clever thing that I have on my Bumble page. It's my pronoun is he because I'll never be him. With a little soundy or sad face. Is that not the funniest freaking thing ever?
I mean, there's a little truth behind every joke. That's all I'll say.
Wait, the what? What'd you say?
It's fine. We don't need to repeat it.
That was good. That was clever.
I'll listen back. Don't worry. That was good.
I'm impressed. That's funny.
Oh my goodness. All right. You guys have one more question.
I just asked.
What? CC. Okay.
I thought of this.
Sicilian.
I thought of this when you were talking because you brought up red flags. What is your... You said something about red flags.
I did. I brought it
oh,
up.
Oh, you did.
Yeah.
No, I don't say, I didn't say red flag.
Well, what's your biggest or like just most common red flag? Like what's the one thing you're like absolutely not? It can even be a stupid like ick. It doesn't have to be a red flag. It's like she sleeps with socks on. Absolutely not.
Sleeps with socks on?
The socks stay on.
That would be a red flag for me.
Yeah. I mean, that's whatever. It's just, it's like, that's strange, but like, I don't care. I would say just like lack of work ethic or direction in life.
Yeah.
Or like work or lack of like ambition.
Yeah.
Is probably like my biggest thing. That I'm just like, no, absolutely not. Done. That's
not cute.
No.
No.
Ooh, do you guys want to hear my red flag list?
Oh gosh, yes. I've already read this, I feel like, but I'm sure there's probably about 35 more things on there by now.
You know what, DJ? There's only a few more things, not 35, first of all.
Oh, okay.
Uh-huh. Like, mind you.
Five.
All right, wait, I gotta...
This is a pretty long list, I won't lie.
It's, hey, I started this in... Wait, updates. Dang it, I started this like literally sophomore year of college. Okay, so I'll start. Red flags. Doesn't like memes. That's just like overall, if you don't have any sense of like humor over internet humor, then I'm like, okay, like we're not compatible.
I feel like these are personal icks combined with genuine red flags.
Okay. That's great.
That's good. No, if memes are not funny to a person, that's a huge red flag.
And I'm not
you have to have a sense of humor.
You don't have to
agree.
Right. And like we don't have to have the same taste in memes, but like something, you know what I mean? Something niche. Yeah. Okay. Second, Apple Music over Spotify. Wait. Oh yeah. If you pick Apple Music over Spotify, I have had my Spotify since 2012, so literally now 10 years. So I can't, you know, that's my
Spotify
baby.
It just makes more sense.
It's so user-friendly. Anyways, I'm not going to get into the whole, you know.
Yes. UX Team Spotify. Team Spotify for life.
Forever. Mm-hmm.
Okay. Owns an Android. That's just me.
Yes.
Being
no.
Sure.
No, that's not weird. Team Apple, Team Spotify. That's two things that are fact.
I just hate seeing the green text. Like it really gives me
the not even that like people
and the group text and like it's uncomfortable is what it is.
They get kicked out, you know?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, wow. I've had actually two friends miss out on plans because we thought they were in the group. We made a group without them, totally forgot to invite them, and they were like, "Where are you guys?" And we were like,
"You have Android." Yep. So
yeah. Okay, owns Android, flip-flops and cargo shorts. I don't need to explain that one.
No.
Hey, Crocs all day. Get rid of the flip-flops. Get Crocs.
Okay, sport mode, baby. Four-wheel drive.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so this one's kind of personal, or I guess relative, but doesn't have good taste in music. You have to have some kind of,
I feel like you have to have some kind of
taste in music. Yeah, for sure. Mean to waiters. That one's obvious to me.
I think that's very obvious, because that's just a lot about your personality.
Mm-hmm.
That is one way to piss me off extremely quickly.
Yeah, and like, have y'all worked in the service industry? Because I'm going to be...
I wouldn't make it a day.
It's not fun. I wasn't a waiter or waitress, but I did like a hostess, and they are just as mean to you up front because they're so mad and you can't get their table ready. And I'm like, it's literally out of my
control. I literally bartended, and
I'm sure you've had like drinks spilled on you or something.
I never had a drink spilled on me, but I had a dude get mad at me when he asked me to go home with him, and I said no. But he was also plastered, so I literally I kicked him out. Doesn't drink or like water. I think that's very weird. There's people out there that just... they don't drink water.
Well,
like, they don't like it.
They have to drink water.
Well, they drink it, but they'd rather have, like, let me drink my Coke. Or, like, let me drink this and this. Like, they just...
Well, no. I think water
is trash.
But I'll drink it every day.
Oh, really?
Water just doesn't taste good.
I think it's
Team water. Well,
amazing. Okay,
water is great.
Well, he's on her alkaline water, her bougie water.
I only drink
bottles.
Water with an 8 or more pH.
I'm sorry, but I'm poor, so I drink
water.
Out of the sink, and it's not good.
Oh, I'm also
I drink
poor.
Out of the freaking faucet. I was raised... from a house that was on a well, we drank trash water. It was great.
Oh, that's love that
so
for
you.
Like,
yeah.
Dug your own water out of the well.
You literally every morning
like
he'd get up and he'd
like, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you ever fall?
Did I never tell y'all that I was born like to an Amish family?
Wait, so
you're Amish?
That explains so much.
I can actually see it.
Milk? Did you go
wait,
in like?
Were you born in the Amish country, like that place? You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, South Carolina.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Wait, that's crazy. I've been there one time on a homeschool trip.
Nice.
She's like, stop the joke. It's too much.
Cool.
So did you guys like wait?
Yeah.
Did you ride horses and carriages through the street?
The buggies?
Yeah, we built furniture and rode horse and buggy. Actually, real story. I'm not actually Amish, but whenever I lived in Iowa, one of the people Amish I worked with. Yeah. So there was an Amish community that's in like southeast Iowa. It's like all Amish. And I went down there and basically spent the day with this person that like sold lawnmowers. And I just had to go down there and then spent the whole day with him, rode in his horse and buggy. Like his wife made food that was like made from the farm. Like everything was from scratch. Like it was freaking awesome.
I will say they are so self-sufficient and I think it's so impressive.
Yes. Yes. Like, I would love to be Amish for about 12 days.
Just give 12. Or take. Right. Right.
Yeah.
I actually believed you for a second that you were Amish, but it's fine.
I love that.
I will say I'm the most gullible person I know, but it's okay.
We didn't notice.
Yeah, I know.
All right. Moving on.
Next red flag.
Okay. I'm going to fly through these because it's actually a longer list than you think. 40.
I told you you added 35.
Okay. You know what? Let me finish and you can comment. Okay. I'm going to go for all pics of himself on social media. Drake captions.
Wait, what? What is that one?
All pictures of himself.
Like you only post.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
There's no, where are your friends? Where's your family? Or like, do you just not do anything besides mirror pictures, selfie pictures, whatever? Drake
it's called
captions
being an influencer.
Oh, I wouldn't know.
Influencer life.
I can't come say on. That. CC. But Drake captions as in like, I feel like I see so many, or at least maybe this was a few years ago, people would post Drake lyrics as their caption. And I just, it's so cringe.
No.
Bad hygiene.
He's normie.
Yeah, he is. Bad hygiene. I personally brush my teeth twice a day. And I know people who only brush their teeth once a day. And I'm not here to call y'all out, but I think it's nasty. Go get up and do it before bed. It's literally a minute of your day. I'm really passionate about it. Yes. Buys your likes or followers when they have all those bots following them. I'm like,
fake followers? Oh my gosh.
Yeah. I'm like, it's social media. It's not that deep. Prefers cats over dogs, but I'm biased because I'm allergic to cats.
Well, I just feel like that's normal.
Wait. What did you say?
Red flag is preferring cats over dogs.
Oh, yes. Hell yes. I already covered that. I already basically got canceled by the cat community. So, yeah.
That's fine. Yeah. I can live with that.
There's no bouncing back from that one.
Liking cats is a personality trait.
I'm
certain about it.
I want to say, I feel like coloring your hair is a personality trait right now as well.
Well, I'm going to.
It's a slippery slope. You're about to slide down there.
Crisis situation, colored hair.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's this thing though about being woke. You know, have you guys heard that?
Okay, I was like, we're not going to go down there, but
slippery slope.
It is a slippery slope. Okay, how about this one? Craves hot dogs and corn dogs.
Those are gross.
I think they're gross, but
each like their own, maybe at a baseball game or something like where it's applicable. But
that's like the
in a normal day now.
Yeah, not during right.
Hot dogs
right.
aren't even real. Meat. Like the
what do you put on your hot dog?
I don't like hot dogs.
I don't even eat them.
I don't eat them.
They're gross.
Wow. Okay. Mustard or ketchup.
We shot that down.
Okay. This is my. I think this is a hot take. I think that grits are gross, and I will always pick hash browns over grits.
Yes. I don't like grits or sweet tea.
Wait.
And I'm born and raised in South Carolina.
Okay.
I just don't like sweet tea because it's gross.
Wow. I'm so like shook right now. Most
I've
people
been made fun of my whole life for that. No, I hate grits.
Not a fan. Has a 5 head, but I guess that's just me being shallow.
Facts.
I do not like when people aren't willing to try new foods. You don't have to like it, but if you won't even try a tiny piece, I'm
like
all right.
Like, we have to go to the same restaurant every time. Order
if you're only
like,
eating pizza and chicken tenders 24/7, then it's just we're not going to work.
Well, you're also.
Nothing wrong with some tendies.
Oh, I love a good tendy. Trust me, but
some nuggies, you know.
Nuggies.
No, we're not. No. No, that's my number one red flag. That is my number one red flag. A freaking grown ass women talking like a 5-year old. I'm sorry.
I love some nuggies for Dindin.
Negative. No. I'm telling you, and 99% of males agree with me.
Well, I blame it on my dyslexia, so whatever.
No. But like, no, but there's a lot of, I guess, like trendy. It's trendy that girls talk like a child. Like,
wait, it's not.
No, I wouldn't know. No, that's no.
No, trust me.
Enlighten me. When has it been trendy? Because I don't like.
Right now. Now. I only know that it's somewhat trendy because there's literally people that will say it on like Twitter, Bumble, like all these random places where like it's just random people. And like, I'm telling you,
always talk like this.
I've been saying this since.
They're all following CC. We're a trend starter.
You're ridiculous.
You're an influencer. We've established
this. You are an influencer.
My TikTok got over 6,000 views. So influencer here.
Yes.
Mm. Okay.
I love it.
Guys, this is an obvious one, but easily swayed, wears chubbies, under 5'7". Sorry, guys. It's just a preference.
Wow. Whoa. You're not skipping over this
one. For a girl, and like, I want to wear heels. Like, please. Like,
okay,
let me.
Okay, so why though? Why?
So,
like,
if you
had the perfect man, smart, rich, like, had every freaking thing.
Okay, but how
he was like, 5'6".
Oh, that's fine.
I don't know.
But
you said 5'7". If he's rich, we can go down to 5'5".
My preference is 5'7". I would do five. You said perfect. He's my ideal guy. Okay, I'll do 5'6". But anything under five, I'm 5'6". Anything under that is like genuinely uncomfortable for me.
Okay, for me, I just like my minimum's 5'9", which I feel like is selfish of me.
Wait, but you're shorter than me.
I know I'm 5'3". I hate when they're like anywhere in the realm.
You can't ask for the tall men because I'm tall. I got to take up the tall men. The dating pool is a delicate thing.
The shortest guy I've ever talked to is 5'9".
Hey, okay. All I know is the good news is that I'm 5'11". That's all I know.
6 foot is.
I meet the damn criteria. That's all I know.
Because it's just better.
You know what? I'm leaving it up to the Lord. I'm like, please, I can't do this anymore. All right. Likes Taco Bell. We've talked about that one.
Red flag?
That's why you guys didn't work out.
I think it's like, walk into my mom's house and say, I ate Taco Bell. Oh my gosh. Like, she would sit you down and give you a long pep talk.
You are Latino, so.
Yeah.
True. I don't know. I can persuade a lot of people into a lot of things, and Taco Bell is something I'm a very good salesperson for.
I haven't had Taco Bell.
Telling you.
I hope your insides are doing okay. That's all I'm gonna say.
Great, honestly, we're just vibing over here.
All right. Long fingernails. I think that's so gross.
Okay, but I also think it's gross when they're like incredibly like chewed up short.
Oh, you know that's also, I agree. Good point, CC. Yeah. Totally agree.
Yes.
Video anxiety. Games 24/7.
Oh, come on now. One of my best friends loves video games. Oh, come on. I don't play
24/7.
Okay, fair.
I think you can like video games. I think if you're like
addicted,
engulfed in it.
Yeah, correct. Doesn't like subtitles. I have auditory processing disorder. Okay. I'm self-diagnosed.
I hate subtitles.
I love subtitles.
You got a what?
She has an auditory processing disorder, so she can't listen to the movie.
Self-diagnosed.
So I can't read the subtitles. So it doesn't work.
I just think that the subtitles give you much more gist of the movie. Yeah. I love it.
I agree with the subtitles thing. The fact that you just said we have an auditory problem and a dyslexic, so none of us can watch the movie, it's hilarious.
Can't even
watch movies.
The last one for me is people who get vaccinated at Ingles.
I can't read
the last one because DJ's gonna get mad.
Wait, that gets vaccinated at what?
At Ingles
specifically.
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh, yeah. I'm not even gonna jump on that topic. I've already talked about it enough today.
Ingles just gives me the heebie-jeebies. Yeah.
Like, go to Kroger.
I feel that. I always thought it was Ingles, but I guess it's Ingles.
What? You thought what?
Ingles, yeah.
Yeah, Ingles. That's how you spell it.
Ingales.
I'm going to let this one slide.
I speak Spanish sometimes.
I speak Dale. Spanglish.
Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
Thanks.
I failed Spanish, so,
Nice. All right, what's the last one?
Last red flag?
Or
or last question.
You do this one. You wrap it up.
Questions.
What is it? Oh, I thought you had one more red flag.
Well, I mean, I have a couple more, but I really can't say them on your podcast.
Yeah, don't do that. Don't incriminate yourself or me.
I mean, it's a good red flag, but it can't be said out loud.
Send them to me later. Or now. Just text them to me and I'll approve.
Just keeping your listener population on their toes.
Yeah, we're trying. I love that I get to call this episode Call Her Daddy.
Wait, I love that.
That's absolutely what I'm calling it.
Call her daddy.
Me being a small group leader gets featured on a Call Her Daddy.
Hey, I don't even live here, so.
It's fine. Context is key.
True. Mm-hmm. All right, what else we got? Hit me with some psychology stuff, Danny. I know you're a psychology whiz. I don't know what you studied in college, but I know it was something along the lines of psychology.
Oh my gosh. Okay, that's a really loaded question. Ooh, okay. Do you feel like, okay, so it's a fact that 75% of communication is nonverbal. Would you say that you fall into that 75% of for you, it's a lot of body language, or is it for you more of the flow of the conversation?
Yeah, I would make the argument that that's the case for 99% of people.
Okay.
I think it's a difference of their self-awareness, more so of their communication style. I think you might, by a percentage point or two, it might vary in terms of how much body language you read or what they actually say. But mm-hmm. What people say is 7% of how you actually react to it and understand it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I don't think people vary very much in that. Maybe, give it 2 or 3%, but it's not. I mean, it kind of goes back to everybody is different, but everybody is also much more similar than you would think. We're all extremely similar with very minor changes. Yet everybody has minor changes that are in a complete different direction than anyone else. And in a different makeup as everyone else.
Okay, Jordan Peterson.
Come on.
Right, let's go.
Big Jordan, dude, I love Jordan Peterson.
No, I wanted to go see. He's coming in March. And
I have tickets to it. You want to go? Come on.
Don't tease me with a good time, Dale.
Literally, come on. I have 6 tickets or something.
Wait, really?
Yeah, come on.
I want to go. Okay, we're going to talk after this because I went to go check and they sold out in literally minutes.
I got them. So there's a March, I think, 29th, and then there's another one that's earlier in March. I have the later one.
Okay, great, because I'm going to be – should I announce the news on our life – my big
come on.
Oh, yes, please. Yep. Tell me.
Okay.
Tell people. Wait, this is bigger than just Danny, though. This goes
big.
Deeper. This goes to
we'll say it.
Podcast on Dale's podcast.
We all know the place, Stevens Drive. We know the house,
A lot of people have gone, through this house, made memories, life, memories, everything, you name it. And so unfortunately, it will be coming to a very abrupt and unforeseen end. Yeah, exactly.
Your house?
Yeah.
Why? We'll just
wait. So our lovely landlord, who I shall obviously not name, he's first of all, this man's does not ever reply to our texts. If he replies, mm-hmm. it's 3 weeks later, and I'm great, I don't need it. Yeah, I don't need this anymore. Anyways, he shoots me a text, and he's like, hey, do you have any time today? I'm super flexible. Do you want to chat over the phone? And I'm just sitting there what could it possibly be? Sends the same text to my three other roommates. And so we all start texting. I'm like, what, dude, what's, this is so weird. And he basically calls us and says, hey, so a family member's family of mine, they got displaced. Their visas expired and they're basically, and not living somewhere that's livable, and we've exhausted all our options, and the only thing I can do is literally give them the house, so you have until March 16th to move out.
So in short, they're getting evicted.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
damn, so you're getting kicked out in literally a month and a half.
Yeah. And I'm currently I'm applying to jobs. So I'm going through a job transition as well. So, you know, obviously when you apply somewhere, proof of income, I have a great credit score, but yeah.
Proud of you.
When you apply?
Some places ask for a credit score if you do.
For a house. Okay, yeah. I thought you were talking about a job. I was like,
no.
I'm just asking for. Okay, I got you.
Hey, give me this. I'm saying, yeah. I'm going through a job transition. I don't have stable proof of income for like at least the past 2 months because I'm applying to jobs. So it's, I love it. I love the uncertainty. I'm really living up to my Enneagram 7 right now.
Hey, you know, so, dependency on the Lord.
What is Enneagram 7? I want to talk about Enneagrams too.
Oh,
it's okay. The enthusiast.
No. Oh, wait, no, you're right. Yeah, okay, my bad. Sorry. The name I know it of is the adventurer. So there's multiple names for some of them.
Dolly, do you know what you are?
He's one. You're definitely one. Or, no, you're a three.
No, he's not a one.
Three. I think it's a three and a five.
You would be way more uptight if you were a one.
Yeah, my bad. No, you're the achiever, I think.
Yeah, definitely. Is that three?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's definitely three. It's three and slightly five, I think.
I could see the five because I do feel like you love to research things until you know absolutely every in and out of it. And then you're confident in your decision.
The investigator, yeah.
Yeah, the books kind of give that away, I think.
Oh, for sure.
Well, okay, yeah, what's your question about the Enneagram?
Yeah, wait, what do you want to know?
Well, I personally think Enneagrams are like full of crap to a certain extent. Which is, to my understanding, is actually somewhat factual. They're kind of like, what's the things, horoscopes? They're a similar concept as those. There's something to them, but it's kind of like the Myers-Briggs or something.
Yeah.
Okay, the Myers-Briggs I hate.
I feel like horoscopes
it's wrong.
Are a different realm.
Like way more spiritual.
Like
to me.
The horoscope is definitely more like, oh, I'm manifesting this. Like I believe in this. Like, oh, this is what I have to live in today because my horoscope told me to.
I don't use the word manifest.
But the Enneagram, that's a whole other thing. The Enneagram is like, I just feel like a straight up personality test. But I think a lot of people identify themselves as having to behave that way, and that's like not
healthy. Yes.
Well, that from a psychology standpoint, both of them are incorrect. And like, there's just not that they're incorrect. They're not proven to be accurate.
Correct.
Enneagrams or Myers-Briggs. The only one that has any kind of like research is the Big Five personality test.
I don't even know what that one is.
I took that a really long time.
Exactly. That's the problem with personality tests. Nobody knows the freaking one then.
Would you? Yeah. Tell us.
So I need to like share the website with you guys.
I also just want to add that the Enneagram, I think to a small extent, is helpful. However, after that, I feel like people use it to excuse terrible behavior. And I'm really not a fan. Like, hey sis, you shouldn't date him because he's not good for you, not because he's an Enneagram whatever number X, Y, and Z.
I think people like operate in it as an excuse.
Right. I'm like, oh, he's just this number. And I'm like, no.
I will say it's the first personality test I took that like kind of accurately was like, oh yeah, that makes sense to me.
Yeah. Let me pull up these Big Five. So the Big Five is basically five different sections and there's like a scale of what you are. So there's openness, conscientiousness, extroversion, agreeableness, and neuroticism.
And then I'm definitely a scale. Autism, I'll tell you. That is me in a nutshell.
Not good. But yeah, it's basically like that scale. And then there's like some subcategories under those as well.
Yeah.
Wait, let me read these because I'm actually so curious. Emotional stability, not me.
Open to experience. Okay.
I actually think I'm the experienced one.
I was about to say, I feel like that one because it's like the curious person. Because
I will literally investigation drop all my plans to go on a trip at any time.
Well, that's why. Yes, like, that's the me. Is the Enneagram.
More so it's less spontaneous. It's more how willing are you to try something that you're unfamiliar with or something you might not necessarily agree with.
Risk taker. Okay, this one says global awareness, and that's definitely me. Oh, I literally that's all I watch is all. Yeah.
Extroversion.
I'm gonna send y'all. So there's a test that I think Jordan Peterson, like, he's done a bunch of research on it. I'm going to send you guys a test, like a free credit thingy for it or whatever, and then you can take it and then compare it. We'll just like get together and compare all of ours. All
right.
Is your
I have mine. It's like a 10 to 15 page like document, but it explains like where you are with everything.
Are we getting a discount because we're on your podcast?
Yeah,
I'm giving you for free.
Your influencer plug.
I'm giving you guys $10 each. There you go.
Call daddy 10.
Gosh.
Where, yeah.
Gift giving.
Gift receiver.
You're already growing.
Yeah. See, I'm getting better.
Assertiveness, cheerfulness, communication. I feel like that's more me, and you're the open to experience.
I will try anything once
because I feel like I try to stay off.
That was my quote last year. This year, it's I'll try anything twice.
Oh my god!
Oh, okay.
Really? second time to confirm.
Really?
I think you just try good things twice.
Yeah.
Well, I have one last question before we wrap everything up. Tell us your most embarrassing moment. Ever.
I hate those
not
questions.
2021, or I guess you could say in like the last 5 years, or cringiest, embarrassing. Just give us something, you know, give us something.
I have no idea. I don't easily get embarrassed. I don't really care. I just like laugh at it or whatever. I'm trying to think of like something
I feel like you don't easily get embarrassed. So I would love to know. If there is, I don't know, I guess something off the top of your head, but I also feel like that's putting you on the spot.
I just feel like people overthink this question. That's why I don't like it. And then no one can ever think of anything off the top of their head for it.
True. I have no idea.
Exactly.
Most embarrassed. I don't know.
Well, it was worth it.
Yeah, it was a good shot. What's the best thing you guys have bought on Amazon? In the last year, under $100.
I love Amazon. Mm. Oh, under $100.
Huge problem there.
Wait, I have my answer. So, bought an air fryer.
Oh, I did do that, actually. Life. Yes.
I literally
an air fryer.
Okay, but she bought it because I bought my pink one.
Yeah.
And then I left. Mm-hmm. And so she had to buy one.
I literally, the next day after CC left, it hadn't even been 24 hours. I went on Amazon and I... Amazon Prime that baby. I was like, I need it here.
You, that, I think that's the best kitchen appliance you can own because it does everything.
You
would never have to use an oven again.
I bought one for my parents for Christmas and they think it's so strange. So they're like,
really?
You open this. Well, they don't really know what an air fryer is. Mm. I mean, it's kind of hard to explain. I'm like, it's an oven, but it's not, but you can also do other things in it. So they're like, oh, you just open this drawer and put like basically put any kind of food in there and it'll cook. And I'm like, yes. And they're like, so toast? And I'm like, yes. So like, poultry, yes. So, like, I'm like, just.
You can bake cupcakes in it, cookies?
Literally anything. Yeah. It's amazing.
Interesting.
Use
I
my
need
code,
to get one.
Danny10.
Wait for what?
I love Amazon.
Yes. I don't know if I'd say love, but they're a convenient service and a quality business model, so.
Yeah. Well,
go capitalism.
Well, I live in the boonies now, so there's
the noob.
It's so hard to shop for anything, so I just order everything off Amazon now.
What about you, Dale?
Nice. That I bought under $100.
Mm-hmm.
Probably. Potentially this mic.
I literally was about to say probably your mic.
Yeah, maybe.
Good mic.
Maybe the what's that book called? Changing World Order.
Wait, Super Dale, good. I just asked you to. I want to read that book. Was it? It was me.
Yes.
Dale, how many books?
I will literally buy that book for any freaking person that wants it. It's so good. Anyone needs to read that book. Everyone needs to read that book.
Sign me up. I'm ready.
Yeah.
So how many books do you read in a year?
Wow. Don't make me feel bad about myself. Okay.
Really?
Wow.
I've read 52 or more for this past year was the sixth year in a row.
Okay. Do you think reading is like a skill? Like, in the sense of, like, yes, the fact that you can read that many books, yes, that fast. Yes, you know what I mean? Yes. Like, it's a learned skill.
You cultivate that. Like,
absolutely.
Like,
it's good. 110%. Huh?
You want to know? Guess how many books I read.
Probably still more than me.
In the last year?
Yeah.
10.
Half of that.
Five? Okay. Nice. I love it.
1.5, so.
Yeah, it's somewhere. But yeah, it's definitely a skill.
Too, you know, the Bible's in there, so it counts.
True. Like, the amount of books I read before I was 20 was, I could probably count on one hand. Like, if you ask any of my friends from high school, they would laugh at me.
Really?
Because, like, I was not very educated until, like, 18 or 19, maybe. And still trying to get there.
So did you like
semi-educated.
Did you, like, teach yourself?
No, I hated it.
Okay, and then you just...
I hated it.
Okay, yeah. I still
hate it. I like it. I just feel like you have to make the time.
Yeah.
And honest, I hate getting on social media and then looking at the time and being like, I just wasted
an hour
on... Yeah, I need to stop doing that and instead just, like, pick up my
delete
book.
Delete it. Delete all of your dating apps, all of your social media, the rest of the apps on your damn phone.
Turn off just the whole phone.
Yes. And we'll all go Amish. That's what I'm supporting.
We're going to ride cows and stuff.
Yeah. Love it. Simple.
Yes. Simple
life.
That's so
much easier said than done, though, deleting social media.
And I mean, I hear the Amish have a great, like, way to match people. So
incest?
Okay.
Yeah. They
arranged
marriage.
Oh, no. Oh, it is incest?
It's an arranged marriage, but
think about it. The Amish
many times it's the same family.
Yeah,
many times.
I thought Amish communities were, like, big enough to where
it's the same with
not always. We're generalizing. There's many different. It's kind of like if you were to say, like, the Christian church has many different denominations, and there's slight differences to each one. The Amish community is similar to that, where there's, like, Mennonites, there's Amish, and there's 50 different things that are in between that, and they all kind of have their own little twists and turns to it. But it is fairly common to have some form of incest within the community.
Okay, well, I'm going to retract my original statement.
I mean, it is arranged marriage, but it's, like, arranged with
family.
Yeah.
It's fine. So. Now we're canceled by the Amish, but it's okay.
That's okay. They probably can't hear us anyway. They don't have technology, but that's another story.
They don't have screen times.
I don't think they'll mind. They're super, like, I'm fascinated by the Amish, though. Dang. I learned a lot about them in Iowa. It was super cool.
Wait, did y'all ever watch the show Breaking Amish? Because it is.
It's so weird. Though.
It's weird, but it's funny. I've never seen it.
I just think it's sad because they're so, like, excited to be in society, and then they go insane.
Well, they go.
So they do that. That's typical. So, like, they're in an Amish community. They live there till they're about 18, and then they allow them to go out into the world for a year, and then like almost all of them come back.
That's what the show is about. Yeah, most of them come back.
They all go wild because they are so deprived. Yeah. Like, they're like, oh,
well, it's because you don't know anything. It would be like sending you to the middle of freaking nowhere Africa and saying, here, go enjoy your life, and you're like, what the hell is going on here? Like, what's happening?
Like,
sheltered,
innocent in high school,
I would say that most of my friends that were sheltered, they got to college, they just did not know how to, like, deal with it
stuff.
Or they were like, oh, I'm like candy, I really want candy, I'm in a candy store right now, so let me just, like,
is that your analogy,
try candy? Yeah. Literally, because, like, all my friends are like, I was, like, forbidden from doing X, Y, and Z in high school. Let me go buck wild.
I was never forbidden, but I was just, like, the opportunity was just, like, whatever. You know, small private Christian school.
See, I guess it depends on your parenting or how you've been.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Do whatever.
Hmm.
Now we're here.
My parents are pretty chill. I don't know. I guess that's why I turned out, like,
stable. Yeah, my parents don't really. I mean, they're chill. They just don't care about a lot. They, like, educate me well and, like, give me good advice, but they're also like, you're an adult. Like, I'm not gonna just whatever.
Yeah. I think, well, that's kind of the shift. Like, it should go from, like, parenting to, like, mentor / friend.
Yeah.
After, like, 18.
I will say, how do you know when you're on the friend level with your parents? Because I wouldn't say I'm super open with them about everything. However, sometimes they'll be, like, making like weird jokes in front of me in the kitchen. I'm like, all right, that's my cue to go. No. Like, goodbye. Yeah.
I think it's just different to every family. Like, I'm probably too close to my parents, if I'm being honest. Because they're my parents, but I don't know. I will just say anything to them. Like, me and my mother will joke about everything. I'll tell her everything. She'll cuss me out because she thinks it's funny, and I'll just reciprocate, and we'll, I don't know. But I feel like that's also not normal.
I don't know if that's normal.
Like, yeah. I won't tell. It's probably not healthy. Like, I don't really disclose anything to my parents.
I guess that's some, yeah, that's but healthier all, than not disclosing anything yeah. at all.
But they're also just like, okay, cool, whatever. Like, you'll be okay. Like, here's my advice. Act on it if you want to. And then let's we'll talk about stuff and joke about stuff.
I wish Latinos were the same way.
But that not. Definitely shifted, I think, over the past 2 years for me, because they weren't always like that.
True. I think I knew that my relationship with my parents shifted once I was allowed to, and I was like, felt comfortable cussing around them.
Yeah.
That like, was my go point. Around your parents and drop the F bomb and see how they respond.
Oh, that was,
you'll figure out if your friends are not real quick.
Not that I cussed my mother out. That was what I was trying to say.
No, it's not that, but just like in a calm and like casual, just talking setting.
It's my, my parents think it's so funny. They think it's so funny.
I do feel like in Spanish it doesn't sound as bad. Like in Spanish it's just easier to, like, I don't know, not even drop the F-bomb. Just cussing in Spanish isn't as abrasive in English, I will say.
Well,
in English
it sounds prettier in Spanish.
Oh, thank you.
But yeah, in English, some cuss words. What's that one like? Pendejo? What does pendejo mean?
Pendejo's not a cuss word. It's more so like moron.
That's what I meant something
else. Okay, well, give me some cuss words.
I don't know.
What is the one? Puto? Puta? Puto?
Yes. That's the B word.
Oh, yeah, I shouldn't say that on the caller daddy.
Caller daddy.
All right, now I'm canceled by the entire Latino community. Here we are.
Two cancels in one podcast.
I know.
Good job.
Come on, Dale.
Two communities.
We love it. I'm on a roll today.
Mm-hmm.
Love it.
Well.
All right, let's wrap up. Do you guys have any more questions? If not, I'm about to go to freaking bed.
Oh, no, no questions. I'm about to go to bed as well. Please, let's wrap it up.
Love it. All right, we out.